Liberty Festival 2017. Welcome to this audio program to the Liberty Festival, which takes place on Saturday, the 15th of July 2017 from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. It's presented at the World Para Athletics Championships at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. In his foreword to the printed program, Sadiq Khan, Mayor of London, says, "I am delighted to welcome you to the fantastic Liberty Festival. As Mayor, I have pledged to do all that I can to make our city the most accessible and inclusive on the planet for every Londoner and visitor so that we are truly open to all. That is why I am so proud of this groundbreaking festival and its brilliant lineup. Prepare yourself for live music, dance, circus, street theatre and fantastic food. If that is not enough, you can try out wheelchair basketball, boccia, sitting volleyball and even New Age curling. There's something for everyone. And while you're here, why not grab a ticket to the World Para Athletics Championships? Have a fantastic day." David Goldston, Chief Executive of Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park, welcomes the Liberty Festival back for its fifth year. He says, "Liberty Festival is one of the highlights in the park's calendar, when the parkland and open spaces burst into life with an amazing array of community sports and arts. I hope you enjoy everything on offer, whether it's your first visit to the festival or you're a regular attendee. It's particularly timely for the festival to be back at this time, as it is also 1 year on since the launch of our Global Disability Innovation Hub, a new international research centre at HERE East, aiming to improve the lives of disabled people worldwide, and in the middle of the World Para Athletics Championships at the London Stadium, a 10-day celebration of world-class sport. I look forward to it being the best Liberty Festival yet." This year's amazing lineup has something for everyone, with accessible art, music, circus, dance, street arts and spectacle. Discover a forgotten story with Admiral Pullen's party. Compose your own soundtrack with interactive planted symphony. And check out the extraordinary skills of international breakdance crew Ill Abilities. There's a packed programme from local disability arts champions Together 2012, plus plenty of opportunities to take part in workshops throughout the day. If you fancy getting active, you can have a go at lots of different inclusive sport throughout the day. All ages and abilities can come and try wheelchair basketball, inclusive cycling, boccia, dance, New Age curling, parkour, wall ball, golf and sitting volleyball. To find out more about inclusive sport in East London, visit the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park stall or visit motivateeast.co.uk. Organisations with community stalls and workshops at the festival include Shape Arts, WAC Arts, Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park and Motivate East, Together 2012, Whiz Kids, Artsline, Attitude is Everything, Transport for London, Unison, Thrive London and Regard. If you need assistance with locating any of the performances and events, please ask at one of the information tents. Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park has been designed to be as accessible as possible. It's bounded by the Copper Box Arena to the north and the London Stadium and ArcelorMittal Orbit to the south. In the centre is Carpenter's Road Lock, and just west of this, a picnic area. An event information and access point is located just south of Carpenter's Road Lock. There are two changing places toilets, one just north of Carpenter's Road Lock and the other to the southeast of the site, close to the podium. Liberty Festival takes place across the park, which is predominantly a hard standing area with step-free access. Audio description headsets will be available at the event information and access point, and audio describe tours will start here. BSL interpretation, induction loops and speech-to-text services are available at various locations. There are also roaming personal assistants, BSL interpreters and audio describers. A rest area is located just north of Carpenter's Road Lock, next to the changing place's toilet. Assistant dogs are welcome. There is a spend area situated to the north of the picnic area. Mobility equipment is available from the information and access point. Please note that a form of identification is required as a deposit. To get to the festival, a free dial-a-ride bus service for disabled people will run from Stratford Station. You need to exit at platform 13. It will go to the drop-off point near the festival. Quote, Liberty Festival. Blue badge temporary parking is available in the multi-storey car park on Waterdon Road, off Eastway. The postcode is E95JH. Pre-booking is essential. Telephone 0800 0722 110 and quote Liberty Festival. There's a free shuttle service available from the Blue Badge parking to the festival drop-off point. The number 388 public bus runs from Stratford City bus station to the park entrance on Westfield Avenue. Please check for diversions. Please note, there will be photography and filming at the event. If you don't wish to be filmed or photographed, please collect and wear a sticker, available from the information and access points. On the music stage near the centre of the park is a programme compared by Kelly Knox and Samantha Renk. Highlights from the Together Disability Film Festival will be screened between the live musical acts. 1:45 to 2:15 p.m, NAMLO, led by Ganga Thapa, captures the diverse musical traditions of Nepal. 2:50 to 3:05 p.m, Two Decks, hip-hop slash rock band taking the UK learning disability music scene by storm. 3:15 to 3:30 p.m, pure and ecstatic pop from charismatic singer-songwriter Daniel Wakeford. 3:45 to 4:10 p.m, Sign Mark, deaf Finnish rap artist proving that music is more than what you can hear. 4:45 to 5:15 p.m, Monica Vasconcelos brings a unique mix of bossa nova, jazz and a dash of vintage Brazil. And from 5:55 to 6:25 p.m, Holy Moly and the Crackers, wild gypsy troubadours with more than a touch of magic about them. Arts events, performances and workshops take place at various locations. In the stalls just to the north of the picnic area, throughout the day you can help make a banner with Regard, the UK's LGBTQ disabled people's organisation, marking the 50th anniversary of the partial decriminalisation of homosexuality. On a number of stages clustered near the centre of the park, you will find Mirror Mirror by Mind the Gap, playful, surreal and thought-provoking street theatre, from 1:45 to 2:15 p.m, 3:20 to 3:50 p.m, and 4:40 to 5:10 p.m. 2:15 to 2:40 p.m. and 5:15 to 5:40 p.m, Corazon a Corazon by Deaf Men Dancing, explores themes of passion, politics and power through fusion of dance and BSL. 4:15 to 4:40 p.m, Liberty Carnival, a specially created carnival celebration presented by young people from Whack Arts and Mahogany. In the Together 2012 tent, from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m, Together 2012 presents poetry, music, dance, cabaret and comedy from locally based disabled artists and some very special guests. Plus, celebrate the life of Sophie Partridge in Pink Hour from 2:30 p.m, produced by Jew Gosling, a.k.a. Jew 90. Also, from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m, Caliper Kid Totem by Jason Wilshire Mills explores 3D printed sculpture and virtual reality installations. And What Am I Worth by Extraordinary Bodies. Contribute ideas to a new show through workshops, photography and music. There are two public artworks by the recipient of Shape Arts Adam Reynolds Memorial Bursary, Oliver MacDonald. Work in progress installation is in the central area. The second work, Three-Seater Syndrome, is situated towards the southeast of the site. Oliver MacDonald will also lead a willow weaving workshop here from 1:30 to 3:45 p.m. and again from 4:15 to 6:30 p.m. Taking place towards the southeast of the site is Admiral Pullen's Party by Vital Exposure. Discover a forgotten story and take part in workshops from 1:30 to 2:25 p.m. and from 3 p.m. to 5:25 p.m. There's a performance and procession from 2:25 to 3 p.m. and from 5:25 to 6 p.m. where you can discover a forgotten story and join a giant puppet parade. Also to the southeast of the site, close to the podium, Illabilities International All-Star Disabled Breakdance Crew will be performing from 2:45 to 3:15 p.m. and again from 5:55 to 6:25 p.m. Taking Flight by Rogue Play. Follow the journey of two friends and a bird across land and sea, then join in Circus Skills workshops. Performances are from 1:55 to 2:20 p.m. and 4:55 to 5:20 p.m. Workshops follow on from each performance from 2:25 to 3:25 p.m. and again from 5:25 to 6:25 p.m. To the southwest of the site is Steli by Teatro Stalker. Create large-scale architectural construction from rainbow-coloured wooden sticks from 2:30 to 3 p.m. and again from 4:30 to 5 p.m. Also to the southwest is Planted Symphony by Drake Music with Arts and Gardens. Compose your own horticultural soundtrack with assistive music technology. Sessions last 30 minutes and are at 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Visit the Liberty Parade, Portraits of Disabled People by David Heavey. These vibrant and empowering large-scale photographic portraits of disabled people are on display throughout the day to the southwest of the site. The following sport and dance events all take place towards the north of the park. 1:30 to 2 p.m. join Step Change Studios for a feel-good foxtrot performance, followed by a fun, inclusive Latin and ballroom dance taster, giving everyone the chance to have a taste of the Strictly experience. 2:05 to 2:15 p.m. and 5:30 to 5:40 p.m. Hashtag My Strength Solo by Laura DeHow. Solo performance incorporating hip-hop, crump, whacking and contemporary dance. 2:20 to 2:40 p.m. 3 Urban Motivation 2 by Whack Arts. Young people share inspiring dance moves. 2:45 to 3:15 p.m. Sign Dance Collective International and Together 2012 present a special edition of their touring production Carthage, highlighting themes of slavery and human trafficking. 3:20 to 3:45 p.m. and 5 to 5:25 p.m. Dance in the Dark Workshop by Illuminate Freedom, uplifting, gentle dance and exercise-based movement. 3:50 to 4:15 p.m. and 5:50 to 6:15 p.m. come and try inclusive dance and dance sport with the Wheelchair Dance Sport Association. Everyone can dance. 4:20 to 4:50 p.m. a performance from professional cheerleaders. Learn a routine and perform it with friends and family. You may also be interested in some forthcoming events. The World Para Athletics Championships take place in London from the 14th to the 23rd of July and the IAAF World Championships from the 4th to the 13th of August, both at the London Stadium Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. For tickets, go to tickets.london2017athletics.com. From the 28th to 30th of July, Prudential Ride London, a 3-day world-class festival of cycling takes place in London and Surrey. Visit london.gov.uk/ride. Taking place at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park, on the 26th of August, the Living Arts Festival. free creative workshops are centred around the Timber Lodge in the north of the park and delivered by 5 local arts charities. On the 28th of August, the East London Waterways Festival celebrates the reopening of the Carpenter's Road lock and the regeneration of East London's waterways. On the 24th of September, Harvest Stomp. Try local growing and produce from around the park. There'll be live music and dancing, plus workshops, entertainment, stalls and more. For more information on all these events, go to queenelizabetholympicpark.co.uk/events. On the 14th of October, Africa on the Square at Trafalgar Square. Enjoy African culture in the heart of London with music, dance, a market, food stalls, fashion and loads for the kids. Visit london.gov/Africa. And on the 15th of October, also in Trafalgar Square, celebrate Diwali, the Hindu, Sikh and Jain Festival of Lights, with lively performances, street food market, craft and community stalls. Visit london.gov/Diwali. The ArcelorMittal Orbit affords stunning views across London. Or you can take a trip down the world's longest and tallest tunnel slide. Book at peak times at arcelormittalorbit.com. Liberty Festival is brought to you by the Mayor of London and Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. It's sponsored by Arts Council England, Sports England, Motivate East, Transport for London and Unison. It's produced by Greenwich and Docklands Festivals. This guide has been produced by Vocalise, a charity funded by Arts Council England, providing a nationwide audio description service for blind and partially sighted people. You can receive a copy of the free Vocalise newsletter by calling 020 7375 1043 or by following the links on the Vocalise accessible website, vocalise.co.uk.